A couple of years ago, I read about the Terminator gene. Can you tell us about that and whether they have put that into production yet?
The Terminator gene. The Terminator gene is a way in which the biotech industry does not have to have farmers sign a pledge, which they do now, not to save their seed and replant it. See, there's a whole thing you sign when you buy Roundup Ready or one of these genetically modified crops. It says, I'll only buy the company's version of the herbicide. I will allow inspectors on my property to come at any time and inspect my plants, even my tax returns or information, and that I will not sue the biotech company, and anything that we talk about or settle will be remain quiet. And there's even hotlines, 800 hotlines for farmers, that if they think one of their neighbors is saving seed, they get to call Monsanto and get a free leather jacket. And there's a lot of intimidation and intimidating letters in Pinkerton and former Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Anyway, to avoid that and to gain a greater grip, particularly for the developing countries where seed saving is traditional for 1.4 billion people on Earth are fed from farmers that save their seed, they've got these technologies not yet introduced that will cause sterility of the seed so that after you plant it, it won't be able to grow the next year. Now, of course, contamination happens. There's this mythology about buffer zones. Think of Hawaii. It used to be pure lava rock. It's now a lush tropical paradise more than 2,000 miles away from mainland. Consider buffer zones.
Yeah.
So you know if they have these sterile seeds in one field, it's going to end up contaminating the seed supply, forcing farmers to have to buy the biotech seeds, or having them plant and just find that a certain percentage died inexplicably.